Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One quick political item, then on to the wild and safety and just overall sports and safety. News breaking this hour that Tina Smith is a no on the police ballot initiative. Adam and the entire news team will have more on that with the 303 update. You're wild, Adam. They are 2-0. They beat two bad teams. They did what they're supposed to do. They're taking on Winnipeg. I got to push back a little bit on this great rivalry. I mean, I like it. Don't we got to see, like, a couple playoff series, maybe a playoff series that's competitive, where it's really a rivalry? I think this is the
media.
Are
we talking about Winnipeg, you mean?
Yes.
Well, we had that with Colorado. Then it was Vancouver. You know, well, that's a rival. Vancouver's Winnipeg now. Yeah, you got to kind of have a long, long. I'd say it's Colorado. If any team, it's Colorado, right?
Yes. I mean, Winnipeg. I get the proximity.
Yeah, that's what
but
it is.
But if you don't play them that much, right, and then you had the one playoff series where you got your doors kicked in, this is like the Wild media, which is a very close-knit group, kind of collectively writing some of the same stuff. So I hope it turns into something, but it also would help if you play them a few more times.
Yeah, play them more time, but it's there. I mean, it's certainly ripe for a rivalry because they travel well to here. They get a lot of, as we call them, the peggers who come down from Winnipeg to see Winnipeg and St. Paul.
Anybody else on the planet call them the peggers?
I mean, I can't rule it out, but I've never heard the term before.
I'm sure you're right, but I've never. Do you think they like that, Adam? Is that a compliment? Hey, Peggy.
Who cares? They're our rival. What the hell do I care?
Rival. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Need to see a few more games. It's definitely tense. I get that. But I want to get to the safety component. I'm looking out the window right now. It is glorious.
I just Googled Pegger. Don't do that.
Pegger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially not at work.
Don't look up the Urban Dictionary. Not good.
It is another summer-like day. That's why this fall has been so good. So guess where a lot of people are going to hang tonight? West 7th, baby. A lot of those places right by the X. I know, you know. They've talked about they haven't sold as many tickets as they've expected. Leopold has been on the record. We've talked before. I mean, the Wild are tonight. They got some buzz. The Wolves are significantly struggling to sell tickets. And we talk about that a lot with downtown Minneapolis. But I want to talk about, and I'd love to get some feedback from folks who like Wild games, who attend Wild games. What do we think now after, for a lot of people, Adam and Dan, they knew about the concerns about some of the places nearby. But after we had the tragedy, one killed, now up to 15 injured, will this cause a few more people to say, maybe not the pregame situation, but postgame, you know what? I was going to hang out. I was going to wander my way, walk down there to West 7th. But you know what? That is sticking in my head. I'm not convinced it was one off when you've heard from the owners of places saying we've been asking for help for a long time. Is this going to cause some people to get out of that area much quicker than they would have before?
I'm sure it will. I don't know how many, but I'm, you know, sure, certainly it will cause a few people. It will. I don't know how many.
Yeah, I mean, the narrative doesn't stick to St. Paul the same way it has to Minneapolis yet. But absolutely, there's going to be folks that are reconsidering plans around downtown St. Paul. Not to mention the fact that trying to get into downtown St. Paul is a nightmare right now. But, you know, that's a whole other subject.
That's true. If it was me and I was going tonight, I would still go there and kind of get a feel for it on a Tuesday night. It would not affect me tonight. Now, maybe I'd go at him. Truck Bar and some other places and say, wait a second, this isn't what I'm used to. Maybe I go and say, I don't see it at all. So for you tonight, if you and the girls were going, you and Jen were going, you and buddies were going, would it affect you tonight? Because I'm saying for me tonight, I'm going and then I'm just going to judge the circumstances and as atypical, I'm going to leave. If not, I'm going to have a couple pops and, you know, stay for however long and go.
No, it would. No, Dan mentioned the traffic. That would have more of an impact on me tonight than would safety.
Dan, how about you? If you're going,
Yeah. I mean, I would. I'm not necessarily somebody. The reason I hesitate is I'm not necessarily somebody that after a game would go down and hang out at West 7th anyway.
Yep.
But I don't. Say I wanted to go down to Tommy Reese or something. I would probably hesitate to do that tonight just because it's so close to that shooting having happened. I'd want to give it some room before and see that there's not a series of incidences before I would hang out down there.
Okay, so let's pause on that and talk about both teams. You know, the Wolves, you'll hear the Wolves tomorrow night on this station. There is some anticipation for this season, but they're still definitely in the show me, prove it to me, right? With Towns having a normal offseason in shape, what Edwards did the second half of the season, some other aspects, coach who looks like he knows what he's doing, but it is still downtown Minneapolis and legitimate concerns, because there are absolutely some legitimate concerns, including that part of town, and also the perception of it. So whether it's the Wolves in downtown Minneapolis or the Wild in downtown St. Paul, if you're one who's inclined to go to a game, and now you're getting out at 9, you're getting out at 9:30, and any hesitation about going to where you parked your car, whether it's a parking lot, a surface lot, or going to a bar, or going to get some meat, is it causing you to change your plans? Whether you're a season ticket holder, or you're somebody who's just going to go occasionally, let me know through a text or a phone call. 651-461-9226. Again, how you track us down. 651-461-9226. We're talking about the challenges the local sports teams are facing in downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul. Tonight, the Wild opening up the home portion of the regular season against the Jets. Tomorrow, the Wolves and the Houston Rockets. Getting your feedback on whether it will affect you or not. Among the texts coming in, and we'd love more, 651-461-9226. Yep, I think twice because I bring my grandkids. Will not risk them. Another one, going to the Dakota tomorrow night. I'm trying not to worry about it. Another one, Hennepin Avenue after hours would be a concern, West 7th. I wouldn't think twice about it. Is that where you're at, Carter? Hennepin Avenue. Now, after hours, so Wolves, basketball game lingers longer than a hockey game, so let's say 9:30. We would recommend you go to one place, O'Donovan's, right? But you pick another place, stay there for 45 minutes or so. 10:15 on a Wednesday night. Crowd is dissipated by now. Does that give you a little bit of pause?
I guess a little bit. To be honest with you, I probably wouldn't hang around that long anyway. But, yeah, the more I think about it, it's like, okay, if I'm going to the game and leaving them the game after, probably not thinking about it too much. But let's say it's something where we're going to hang around for a while, yeah, I'd probably get out of there.
Well, and the thing about it, too, is if you're going either downtown St. Paul or Minneapolis, most likely, don't you think, if you've decided you're not going to stay downtown, you're probably not driving somewhere else to go get a drink, right, or food. Right. You're probably just headed home at this point for most people.
Yeah.
More text here. Yes, it affects my decision where to watch the team lose. Very negative, by the way. It's comfy and easy to grab a beer and just stay right at the place. I left downtown life in Minneapolis and St. Paul. I haven't gone to either downtown for 2 years because of safety and security. Well, I'm not willing to say that for sure. The St. Paul story, it appears, was out there for longer than we realized, if you listen to the owners. Minneapolis, it's legit. There's no denying it. And there is the perception, which also they have to overcome. But if you're telling me on a night like this, I can go to downtown Minneapolis at 7 o'clock on a beautiful night and go eat dinner, I go there 100 out of 100 times. Are there certain places as it gets later in downtown where I'm not going? 100% yes. By the way, if you go to North Loop right now, there's no change. North Loop is bustling with people and restaurants and bars and condos and places to stay. So did you just say overall, like to not go downtown to have lunch, to not go downtown to have a business meeting? I disagree 100%. Am I more selective more than I was a year ago or 2 years ago? Later in the day? Yeah. So you're down here. You're downtown way more than me, Adam. Would you have any hesitation, again, Jen or friends, on a weekday night or a weekend night, going and grabbing dinner downtown at 7 o'clock?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Same for me. Dan?
No, and I wouldn't at all. Like you said, there are certain areas later in the evening that I would certainly avoid, and that includes coming out of a Timberwolves game. In an area fairly close in that regard. But that I wonder how much of that is our familiarity, right? I mean, if you're not somebody that's familiar with downtown well enough to know, okay, you don't go over here or you don't go over there, but these other parts are relatively fine, I would, you know, hesitate to you know, criticize anybody who's not from the metro area, you know, that didn't want to come down here at all.
Well, here's what I'd say, because ever since I started here 12 years ago, I've been getting a certain portion of these texts saying it's never safe down there. That's just not true. That is not true. It's also factual that the crime rate in relation to the number of people who are downtown is alarmingly high. Because, Adam, what a lot of people say is, well, look at these numbers compared to 2018, 2019. Yeah, nobody's down there. So when people aren't traveling down there, they're not vacationing down there, or most importantly, they're not working down there. So that's, listen, you get to make your own decision. But just this belief to never go down there, no, I don't accept that. I will be curious to see how the Wild attendance is, Carter, and if they can overcome, because they've admitted. Leopold has been on the record with some of the challenges they are facing. That's it. We're done. Linda's construction time check is 258. Any issues on the gutter situation? Check out Andy Lindis and Lindis Construction. Enjoy the afternoon, everybody. Paul and Jordana are next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.